Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast in 10. Here I am, B-Rock.
B-Rock. How you doing everyone? Hope you're having a good day, morning, whenever you listen to this.
So, welcome aboard my friend.
Thank you.
You're running your own race now, yeah. Jack's gone. Jack's gone off to explore his future.
Exactly right, yeah.
Let's get straight into it, we've only got 10 minutes. So, this one's like, I'm going to be really authentic on this, as I always am, but this one's like quite personal.
Yes.
So it's about having a rough time. Mm. So I've had a really rough time personally. You know, like last year we won number one in McGrath again for the second time. We're going for a third this year. But outside of that, my personal life has been all over the place last 12 months. Relationships, kids, you know some of it, Brock. Some of it's quite heavy.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of healing and fixing going on right now.
Yeah.
So, if people are listening to this, and it's not about, oh, poor Matt, it's more about, 100%. You know, let's be real, life is like that sometimes.
Yeah, I think it just goes to show, like, so many people look up to you, see as a role model, but everyone goes through struggles.
Yeah.
Like, everybody. No matter who you are, you could be James Packer, one of the richest men in Australia. He's dealt with mental health issues. Like, everyone goes through struggles.
Are you saying I'm mental?
No, close to it. Not quite. Maybe.
Yeah, it's true. And it's, you know, life is, you know, not, it's just not from here to there. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm talking about this is you might be listening to this right now and you might feel really confused about something or torn about it. And how do you move past it? Because it's like the more energy that you give it trying to solve it, the more it stays there.
Yeah.
And I've learned over this time, and you know, I talk about a lot of self-help stuff, a lot of energy stuff, law of attraction stuff, and I've probably had to implement more of it this year than I've ever had to do in my, well, I've been through some pretty tricky situations, but this one's like, you know, a number of them all at once.
Yeah.
But you have to make peace with it. Mm-hmm. You actually have to make peace with where you're at.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, it's sort of like putting your foot on the brake and on the accelerator at the same time.
Yeah.
You don't get anywhere, but it's noisy and it's there and it's just...
Yeah.
So you actually just have to be like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I say, you don't just go, oh, well, oh, that's okay now.
Yeah.
But you have to start seeing it for what it is. That it's an energy thing, for one.
Yeah.
But the universe around you, it already has you covered.
Yeah.
So
100%.
It definitely has you covered. But just by making peace with it doesn't mean it's going to go away instantly. But you can do little things to make it settle. So I'm starting. I can feel the healing and the change coming now.
Yeah.
You know, we've had also changes in our team and our company, lots of things. But the more you talk about it, the actual thing that's happening in your life, and I do this sometimes, like you talk to your business partner, you want people's opinion, what should I do here, blah, blah, blah. Understand this, you're just keeping it alive.
Yeah.
Like you're keeping it in your world. It's like you want to move away from a girlfriend, but you stand in the lounge room looking at it the whole time and you're trying to move away from it. It's not going anywhere. You actually have to stop talking about it.
I got a really good metaphor for this, actually. It's like the job of a structural engineer is to build all these buildings, make them perfect, make them stand up, make them sustain the weight that's placed upon them. Let's say he builds this great building that you think's great straight away, but let's just say it's not that good. So what's he going to do? Is he going to tear it down and start again? Probably not. That's probably not what he comes to straight away. But the more weight he adds to that building, the worse it gets. So sometimes you do got to let stuff go and just move along, build a new building, start again. You got plenty of time in this world to start again.
I don't. Go, Brock. Thank you, Brock. Here's the next thing. Reality, what you're living right now is actually old energy. So the energy that you're... Today, the circumstances that you're experiencing is old energy that you've created before, the momentum of it.
Yep.
So if you want different circumstances moving forward, you actually have to shift your energy.
Yep.
So your energy... If you see it as old energy and new energy, that's why talking about it, thinking about it the whole time is just pushing the energy forward. So every time you speak about something, you push energy forward. Every time you think about something, you push energy forward. And that's the path that you're creating.
Yep.
So once you start to understand that the reality that you're living right now is old energy that you've created, yep. you can start to say, all right, what do I want next? Do I want the same or do I want different? Because you're going to have to slowly change it.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
It's not going to change quickly, though. I just can't help you understand that enough, but it'll take 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 10 days, 20 days. Depends on how much momentum you've got.
Yeah.
And once you change the direction of your energy by what you're thinking, what you're saying, what you're almost how you're feeling, once you start to change that, you will see your circumstances change.
Yeah.
Everything, like me, the healing process is happening right now. The connection is starting again. The things like our team, a couple of people have left in our team.
Yeah, yeah.
You can dwell on that and whatever, yeah, or exactly. You can start to say, is it an opportunity for change, growth,
yeah.
excellence? There's been so many times in my life things have changed and then they've ended up better again.
Yeah.
And had they not have changed, it would have, I would have just been performing it where yeah, I was. Exactly. So that's what I mean about accepting it.
Yeah, just adapting to it, really, the situation.
Yeah. It's really, really easy because it can be a little bit dramatic. It's easy to get caught on the dramatic energy and get used to it.
Yeah.
So when things are like happening in your life, stuff everywhere, it's actually like, believe it or not, might be bad, but it's exciting
yeah.
at the same time. You might not label it exciting. The more you go into that again, you'll keep flipping back into similar circumstances.
Yeah.
Just understand that. Try and find that calm, boring energy for the moment. If you can be in that calm, boring energy, that's the platform to start stepping forward into a new, different, exciting, better energy. So if you're having a rough time, as I have been, see it more about the energy and about creating something forward, dealing with what you've got to deal with, but also let it go.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with this. Sometimes you got to let it go to grow.
Perfect, mate.